Democrat Representative Angie Craig, "I will never stop standing up for Big Pharma." By Jacob Bliss on October 13, 2022. Vulnerable Democrat Representative Angie Craig, running for re-election in Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District, had a slip of the tongue during her debate with Republican Tyler Kistner, essentially pledging to fight for Big Pharma and to keep standing against her constituents. Craig, one of the more vulnerable Democrats in the November midterm elections, said during her debate on Thursday, "I will never stop standing up for Big Pharma and standing against my constituents. Watch." Kistner's campaign quickly responded after the debate with a statement saying, "In case you missed it, this morning in the only televised debate of the race for Congress in the 2nd District, Angie Craig pledged to fight for Big Pharma and pledged to keep standing against her constituents." In fact, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, noted that Craig's slip of the tongue shows the truth, which is that she always stands with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Angie Craig accidentally admitted the truth. "She always stands with Pelosi and against the interests of Minnesota families," said NRCC spokesman Mike Berg. "The Congresswoman has voted with the Speaker 100% of the time in the current Congress and 99% in the last Congress. Additionally, during President Joe Biden's time in office, she has voted with him 100% of the time." Additionally, as Breitbart News has chronicled, Republicans are looking to net a minimum of 5 seats in the midterm election in the party's attempt to unseat Pelosi from her speakership and regain the majority in the House. National Republicans are hoping Craig's seat is one of them. In 2018, the Democrats took the House from the Republicans. In 2020, after striving to win back the House, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.